بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد What we are all striving to achieve is the Wilayat, friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all trying to become the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as a person accepts Islam, he believes and proclaims what he has believed, then he immediately reaches the first level of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This in the terminology of Sharia is known as Wilayate Amma, the general friendship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran, Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu. Allah ta'ala is the wali of the believers. So Allah is the friend of every believer. But this friendship is of a general nature, common nature. So as soon as one believes and proclaims what he believes, he acquires the first stage of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first level of friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as Wilayate Amma, the general friendship, common friendship. But the objective of a believer is to acquire the Wilayate Khassa, the special friendship. And in order to become the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to, after accepting Iman, proclaiming Iman, adopt taqwa, abstain from all obediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in another place in the Quran, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. In the first verse, Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu, Allah ta'ala mentions the general and common friendship. And in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the special friendship. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Indeed, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awliya Allah, the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. There will be no fear upon them. And they will not grieve. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be seen surrounded by fear, but the fear will not reach their heart. The fear will not bother them mentally. Each person who looks at the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see him handcuffed, will see him being beaten, will see him being dragged on the ground, will see him being imprisoned, will see that the father of the wali is gone, then the mother of the wali is gone, the wife of the wali is gone, the house has burnt down, calamities over calamities are coming. So the common person sees the wali surrounded with fear, and each person will think to himself that he must be in lot of fear, and there must be a lot of grief in his heart. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never have to go through khawf, will never have to go through fear, and will never have to go through the anxiety or grief. It is just like a waterproof watch thrown in a bucket full of water. The common person who looks at that watch will think to himself that the water must have penetrated right into the watch. But because the maker of that watch has made it waterproof, despite being surrounded by water, the water will not be able to penetrate in that watch. So similarly, when a person becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. I make him khawf-proof and grief-proof. Fear-proof and grief-proof. He will be seen in ocean of grief, in ocean of fear. But fear and grief will not be able to penetrate into his heart. If the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I and you, if the human, with all his limitations, is able to create and invent a waterproof watch, cannot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make somebody's heart grief-proof and fear-proof? Definitely he can. Definitely he can. The fear will not penetrate into the heart. The grief will not penetrate into the heart. So when a person reaches this stage, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. There will be no khawf in this world, no grief in this world, and inshallah no khawf in the hereafter, no grief in the hereafter. Now in order to acquire the common and general friendship, we have to accept Iman. And in order to acquire the friendship of the higher level, the special friendship, we have to adopt taqwa, we have to become muttaqi. So, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who will never fear, who will never grieve, who are they? Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who accept Iman, and after accepting Iman, they become muttaqi. They become muttaqi. They, after exerting a lot of effort, include themselves amongst those people who abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu summa istaqamu. Those people who say our Rabb is Allah, so Iman, summa istaqamu, thereafter they remain firm. They remain firm and fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fala khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Iman and taqwa, these people will have nothing to fear, no, nothing to grieve. Iman and istiqamat. Innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu summa istaqamu. Iman and istiqamat. Istiqamat means to remain firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is istiqamat. To remain firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remain firm on the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To remain firm on the fara'id and the wajibat conveyed to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to remain firm in abstaining from the disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is istiqamat. And the awliya and the ulama and the muhakkikin, the professionals in the spiritual aspect of our lives have said that the greatest miracle, the greatest karamat is istiqamat. Al-istiqamatu fawqal karama. Al-istiqamatu fawqal karama, to remain steadfast on deen is the biggest karamat. Nowadays when people choose a sheikh, then they ask people that if he is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he is a very big buzurg, then definitely you must have seen some karamat, some miracle. Some people tend to believe that it is a requirement for a wali that he should show some karamat, some miracle. But this is not the requirement. This is a misunderstanding. For a person to be a wali, he does not have to show anything supernatural. He does not have to perform anything extraordinary. In order to be a wali, the Quran says, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Iman and taqwa. The Quran does not mention that when a person becomes a wali, he will show you something supernatural. The Quran does not say that. The Quran says, Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, a very eminent scholar and a very pious saint, we have all heard his name, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. There are four schools in tasawwuf. The four well-known schools in tasawwuf: Sohrawardi, Chishti, Naqshbandi and Qadiri. The Qadiri silsila is attributed to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, a person came into his company. He became his murid. He became bayt. And after becoming murid, after becoming bayt, he spent 10 years in his company. In those days, friends, people used to take out time and go into the company of their sheikh and spend time in the company of their sheikh so that they are able to acquire the qualities that lie within the heart of the sheikh. We must all remember this point, that this friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we aspire to acquire, and the good qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had inculcated in his sahaba, generosity, love, feeling for each other, and the evil qualities that were removed from their hearts was due to the barakah of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These good qualities are transferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from heart to heart. And the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so powerful. His company was super. So super, that anybody who came into his company for 1 second in the state of Iman, 1 second only, that person who came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of Iman, only for 1 second, that company was so powerful that in 1 second, due to the barakah of that company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the evils used to be removed from the heart and all the good qualities used to come immediately. That is why, what is the definition of a Sahabi? Definition of a Sahabi is not he who spent 10 years with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Definition of a Sahabi is not that Sahabi is he who went into 10 battles with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The definition of Sahabi is not that Sahabi is he who spent so much money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The definition of a Sahabi is not this, that Sahabi is he who used to perform tahajjud regularly, or Sahabi is he who had memorized the whole Quran, or Sahabi is he who had memorized so many ahadith. No. Who is the Sahabi? Sahabi is that person who was fortunate enough to present himself in the state of Iman even for 1 second in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As soon as he presented himself in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he becomes a Sahabi. And now a non-Sahabi, whether he performs tahajjud every day, whether he recites the whole Quran every day, whether he engages in ibadat from morning till night and night till morning, cannot compete with the Sahabi. Because the qualities that he had acquired just by sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into his heart, a non-Sahabi will not be able to acquire that, never, because he will not get the same company that the Sahabi was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever we will acquire through the company of the mashayikh, the company of those people who had spent time in the company of the pious people with clear intention, and they have acquired something from there. We need to sit in the company of these very people so those qualities can be transferred into our hearts also. Nisbat to milegi sohbat-e-murshid se magar. Nisbat to milegi. Nisbat means the connection, the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a couplet of Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, a very well-known saint of this time, very professional in the field of tasawwuf. He says, Nisbat to milegi sohbat-e-murshid se magar. So this is the first condition, that the murid has to sit in the company of his shaykh as much as possible with a clear intention that I am here only to acquire the qualities that he has acquired from his shaykh. And if he goes into the company of his shaykh, he will definitely get the qualities of his shaykh. Because this has been happening for a very long time. Only ilm is not enough. Only knowledge is not enough. Only information is not enough. If only information was enough, if only knowledge was enough, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have revealed the kitab only and would not have sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, the great mufti, the mufti azam, the grand mufti of Pakistan, the father of Mufti Taqi Usmani, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he sent Kitabullah, then with Kitabullah, he always made sure that he sent Rijalullah. With Kitabullah, with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need Rijalullah, the people of Allah. Those who have acquired the love of Allah, those who have gone through this path of acquiring these good qualities. So with ilm, we acquire ilm, we get information, and with that we sit in the company of the pious people. Slowly, slowly the good qualities of them will be inculcated in our hearts, and when it is inculcated in our hearts, then it becomes very easy to follow the whole deen. When the good qualities are inculcated in our hearts, then it is easy to follow the deen, and once we follow the deen, we will become muttaqi, and as soon as we become muttaqi, we will become the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are many people who come into the company of the shaykh and they sit in the company of the shaykh from morning till night, hours and hours, but they don't see any change in them. They don't see any change in them. Why? So Hakim Akhtar Sahib says, Nisbat to milegi sohbat-e-murshid se magar. You will get the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the company of your shaykh, murshid, of your guide. But there are two conditions. صحبت نسبت تو ملے گی صحبت مرشد سے مگر اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کا تکرار ہو. This is where the murid is very weak today. And because the murid is very weak in these two points, the company of the sheikh is not benefiting him fully. اجتناب معصیت ہو. He exerts every effort to abstain from sins. He comes into the company of the sheikh. Now the internal power that you have of abstaining from sins, let's say that you've got 80% power to abstain from sin. Or let's say you have only 20%. You have 20%. Now you've come into the company of the sheikh. Due to the barakah of the company of the sheikh, that power has increased to 50%. So before, because you only had 20% power, it was difficult for you. Now with the company of the sheikh, because certain qualities are entering your heart, it is 50%. So it is easy for you to abstain from sin than it was before. But you are not taking advantage of this strength that you are getting from the sheikh. So what you are expecting to happen, that you just go into the company of the sheikh, and after that let your nafs loose and let your nafs do whatever it wants to do, you will never be able to control yourself. Even the mashayikh, after reaching their high status, the nafs whispers them also, and the nafs attracts them towards committing sin also, and they also have to exert effort in order to abstain from sin. So the company of the sheikh, in order to benefit from that, so what happens is that you've come into the company of the sheikh, before you had 20% qualities, in the company of the sheikh you are increased by 10% more, now you've got 30%, you go home and you indulge yourself in the same sins that you were doing before, so you've washed away the 10% again, and you are back to normal. So you are coming into the company of the sheikh over and over again, but because you are not restraining your nafs. But if you tried to restrain your nafs, you would have found it more easier, because you've got that 10% extra power in your heart now. And if you had gone home, if you had tried to restrain your nafs, then maybe 8 out of 10 you would have succeeded. So what happened is that you've lost 2%, but you've come back into the company of the sheikh a second time with 28%. And you're going back with 10% more, so it's 38% now. This continues, ijtinabe maasiyat, abstinence from sins. And coming into the company of the sheikh, slowly, this will bring you to 100%. Slowly, this will bring you to 100%. And then you yourself will become the wali, the guiding star for other humans, inshallah. The person who will make other people the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in order to get strength, more strength in abstaining from sin, you are getting some power from sheikh, but in order to get more strength, you need zikr. Zikr. Through zikr, through remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person's heart becomes very, very strong. And he is able to resist himself from temptation. So that is why Hakim Akhtar Sahib has, this is the principle of islah, this is the principle of acquiring the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he has put it in poetry. Nisbat to milegi sohbate murshid se magar. So the company of the sheikh is necessary, and you will get the nisbat of Allah, the connection with Allah, through the sohbat and the company of the murshid. Magar ijtinabe maasiyat ho zikr ka takrar ho. You must restrain yourself from maasiyat, from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And zikr ka takrar ho, the repetition of zikr over and over again. And the sheikh that prescribes the mamulat for you, this is just like you going into the maktab and the teacher begins to teach you takhti, and then he brings you to Ahsanul Qawaid, and then he takes you to Amma, and then he takes you to Hafti, and then he takes you to Quran. So this mamulat is the takhti.
you must start mamulat, 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, whatever you can. Zikra ka takrar, this is the zikr, the mamulat. And continue progressing by keeping in touch with the Shaykh in this zikr until you come to that stage where 24 hours, whatever you are doing, you always have this feeling that my Allah is watching me. 24 hours. That is the highest form of zikr. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. Nothing can take his mind away. Those of you who have been to India, I don't know about Pakistan or Bangladesh, but those of you who have, I think it's same in Bangladesh as well, if I can remember correctly. When you go to India, you see the poor people in the village carrying a pitcher full of water. And these ladies, they become so expert, or the waiter in the restaurant, he is carrying a tray full of food, but he is not looking at the tray. His concentration is not there. He is talking to somebody, he is looking at somebody, he is calling somebody, he is asking somebody. But because of the training that he has gone through, 5 years, 10 years of training, or 5 years, 10 years of that hard work, what has happened now is that he can do two things at the same time. He can concentrate with everything that is going on around him, but his mind will never leave that tray. The mind of the lady will never leave that picture. She is not even holding that picture. She is turning her head this way. She is turning her head this way. She is talking to somebody. She is calling somebody. She is carrying a small child. But that picture will not fall. Because with concentration with everything, she can keep the mind there. This is proof that if we want to engage ourselves in anything that we are doing, whilst at the same time remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not impossible. It is possible. When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala said, O Messenger of Allah, at that moment of fear and grief, he said, O Messenger of Allah, they are at the mouth of the cave. The kuffar are at the mouth of the cave. If they take one step further, they will see us. We can see them very clearly. If they take just one step. Abu Bakr had so much love for Allah subhanahu, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was not fearing his life. The ulama have given a very detailed academic discussion on this aspect, that Abu Bakr was not scared of his life. Abu Bakr Siddiq was scared about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not worried about himself. He was prepared to give his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not scared about it. He was scared about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And maybe the fear was not that the kuffar will kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe Abu Bakr had this fear that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to save Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, can raise him up into the heavens, then my Nabi is more superior to Isa. It's possible that if they enter this cave in order to save his messenger, Allah may raise him up into the heavens and we may be deprived of his blessings and barakah. Because if we assume that he had fear that the kuffar will kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means he did not have that confidence that no, Allah will not let anything happen to his messenger. This fear Abu Bakr had. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, ma tazunnu bi isnayni Allahu salisuhuma. What do you think about those two people, the third of whom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Iz yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana. What did Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam say when the people said that, where have you brought us? It was better for us to stay with Fir'aun whilst being slaves. At least our lives were saved. Now that you have brought us out of Egypt, we are in danger. In front of us is the sea and behind us is Fir'aun. So what did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say? Immediately his mind went to Allah. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. My Rabb is with me. My Rabb is with me. He will open the ways for me. So the mind will never move away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the mind is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ijtinabi masiyat becomes easy. to abstain from sins become easy. And when you abstain from sin, then anything that you are acquiring from your sheikh will not be washed away. And if it is not washed away, then every day you are progressing. So nisbat to milegi sohbate murshid se magar. So what do we have to do? We have to do three things. One thing, the company of the sheikh. Company of the sheikh. In order to acquire the company of the sheikh, only the majlis is not enough. The murids have to come more nearer to the sheikh. They have to slowly get to know the sheikh so they can feel free to visit the sheikh whenever they want to. Because if the sheikh is teaching Bukhari, if the sheikh is teaching Muslim, if the sheikh is writing a book, if the sheikh is teaching Mishkat, whatever the sheikh is doing, if we sit in his company, it is the company that we want, not what he is saying. It is not the information that we are looking for. It is his company. Because the qualities that we require will be transferred to us, our heart, from the heart of the sheikh. So number one, the company of the sheikh. Number two, ijtinab ma'asiyat. Abstain. And as soon as we commit the sin, repent immediately and strain the nafs again. And number three, zikra ka takrar. So ma'amulat and abstinence from sins. And when the sin is committed, repent. And despite repenting and trying your utmost, if you are unable to control it, then you must let the sheikh know what you are doing and where you are going wrong. So I was saying, this person came into the company and he remained in his company for 10 years. 10 years. And after 10 years he said, Hazrat, I am leaving because I don't regard you as a buzurg anymore. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, I am leaving because I don't regard you as a buzurg anymore. I don't regard you as a sheikh. I don't regard you as a wali. He said, why? What's the problem? Why have you come to this conclusion? So he said, I have spent 10 years with you.
And in these 10 years, I have never seen a karamat. I have never seen a miracle. I haven't witnessed any miracle. And how can you be a buzurg? How can you be a wali without any miracle? Miracle means I didn't see you fly in the air. I didn't see you walk on the... I didn't see you hold stones and turn them into gold. This is the miracle that people look for. So what did Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi say? Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi did not want to show him his vilayat, because the akabir do not do that. They are always very humble. But Sheikh wanted to teach him a lesson so that he doesn't remain in this misunderstanding, and if he goes to another place, the same thing will happen there as well. So Sheikh said, within these 10 years, you have watched me so closely, did you see me do anything contrary to Sharia? In 10 years, did you see me disobey Allah? Any farz that I missed? Any haram that I committed? He said, no, Hazrat, I have never seen you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat said, what greater miracle than that are you looking for? For 10 years, a person has so much control over his nafs and over shaitan that he does not disobey Allah even for a single moment. What greater miracle that you are looking for? Al-istiqamatu fawqa al-karama. Istiqamat is greater than miracle. Not the greatest miracle, it is greater than any miracle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all istiqamah. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. There will be no khawf, no fear, if we become the friend of Allah. So, the first category of friendship is الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. We are all mu'min, alhamdulillah. We have all accepted iman. We are all friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite our shortcomings, despite our committing sins, Allah still says that you are my friend. You are my friend. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in one hadith that I wish I had seen my brothers. So the Sahaba said, Alasna ikhwanaka ya Rasulullah. O Messenger of Allah, are we not your brothers? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. You are not my brothers, you are my companions. My brothers are those who will come after me and despite not seeing me will still believe in me. They are my brothers. So Allah is saying, you are my friends. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you are my brothers. Now we need to move from here and reach that stage of special friendship. And special friendship, the stage of special friendship will come when we Sohbat-e Murshid, company of the Shaykh, Ijtinab-e Masiyat, abstinence from sin, and Zikr ka takrar. When we continue with this cycle, inshallah sooner or later we will reach that stage. And once we reach that special stage of friendship, then from there, a person may progress as much as he wants to up to Nubuwwat. Because that is the beginning of the special friendship. When you nurture your nafs in such a way that the nafs will not commit sin, that is the first stage of that special friendship. And then not only that, you recite the Quran as well, you perform tahajjud as well, you engage in nafal acts as well, and you continue, your, because of your islah, your ikhlas increases, the quality of your salat increases, the quality of your recitation increases. You acquire ilm, so you understand the Quran. Now your recitation is different. So it increases, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where it will take you. So up to Nubuwwat, the border of Wilayat reaches the border of Nubuwwat. The door of Nubuwwat is closed, but the door of Wilayat is still open. And the highest form of Wilayat is Siddiqiyat. The highest form of Wilayat is Siddiqiyat. So a person even today can become Siddiq. The leader of the Siddiq is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Siddiq Akbar. But if a person from the Ummah wants to strive and reach that highest stage of Wilayat, which is known as Siddiqiyat, then he can still acquire that maqam of Siddiqiyat today as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow his commands, and may Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to remember him. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to abstain from sin. May Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to benefit from our mashayikh as much as possible. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest form of siddiqiyat. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.